Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep.
How precious is your steadfast love, O God! All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings.
For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
Come, let us set out in the light of the Lord. Beloved children of God, God loves us and calls each of us by name, knowing that we are eternally forgiven and infinitely loved. Let us boldly confess our sins before God, saying, Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sin, and whose mercy we forget. Cleanse us from all offenses, and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that humbly we may draw near to Thee, confessing our faults, confiding in Thy grace, and finding in Thee our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the darkness, light shines. In the midst of troubled waters, a hand reaches. We are not alone on this journey of faith. This is good news. We are God's people. By water and word, by the Spirit of God's redeeming grace, we are marked and sealed as God's beloved children. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us join our voices to sing the hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, found in your worship bulletin online.
people of God, Christ said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." In a world that is so fragmented, Jesus offers a peace that is countercultural. He offers a peace that is antithetical to the ways of the world. Rather, he offers a peace that is not selfish, but steeped in love, community, and radical hospitality. Let us follow in the footsteps of Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you. Pass the peace of Christ. Good morning, and welcome to Sunday worship. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you believe, no matter who you love, you are welcome here. We welcome you to our online worship service. If you would like to follow along, our bulletin can be found on our website. I am Reverend Calvin Jones, Assistant Minister in the Memorial Church. And on behalf of our clergy and staff, I wholeheartedly say that we are grateful for your presence this morning. Today is the first Sunday after the Epiphany. Our preacher for today is the Reverend Alana Sullivan, Associate Minister and Director of Administration in the Memorial Church. Our worship leaders are Cheyenne and yours truly. Our readers are John Finley and Louisa Rosano. And the music is provided from the archival records of services by the Harvard University Choir under the direction of Edward Jones and the assistant university organist, David. Given the rapid rise in COVID-19 cases locally and nationally, the service is broadcast and streamed on WHRB 95.3 FM. Our service next week will be as well, and it is our hope to resume in-person worship with the start of the spring term later this month. And please visit our website for our most up-to-date information and guidance. The spring term is indeed around the corner, and we are blessed to have made it into the new year. We are yet navigating uncertain waters as it relates to COVID-19 and other variants. We're navigating new ways of living and being in the world. As we move forward, it is my prayer that we hold on to hope, knowing that Christ will lead and guide us. Again, we are so grateful that you have tuned in into our service, and we pray that you will be blessed by today's program. God bless you.
In our gospel lesson for today that recounts Jesus' baptism, God calls Jesus God's beloved child, and through grace opens a way for us also to be God's beloved children. Friends, as the body of Christ, surrounded by the many needs of the world around us, Christ calls us to tip the balance in favor of abundant life and to share our grace, love, and gifts with those in our midst, in particular with those who live on the margins. Each week, our offering goes to support the important work of the Grants Committee. On behalf of the congregation, the committee selects local organizations doing the critical and transformational work of serving those on the margins of our community and bringing them to the center of our circle. You can support the Grants Committee by visiting our website and making a donation. Friends, as people who have passed through the waters of baptism, let us make our grateful offering to God, our Redeemer.
Jesus. reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning at the first verse. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you up. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Here ends the lesson.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, beginning at the 15th verse. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Here ends the lesson.
Source of love, peace, and life, your people are in need of your compassion and care. We uplift to you in prayer all who need your healing and loving embrace in a fragile and hurting world this day. Creator God, your creation groans and moans for peace and stability. In a world where climate change is at an all-time high, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have been impacted by earthquakes all over this world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those refugees who have fled their homelands, longing for food, water, housing, and safety at our borders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for your children whose homes have been destroyed by wildfires. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for persons who are wondering how they will move forward in these unprecedented times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for all who are oppressed, ostracized, dehumanized, and ridiculed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The global COVID pandemic continues to unveil sharp inequities between and within nations. Governments have been discredited and citizens disillusioned. May the decisions of our world leaders be informed by your divine wisdom and guidance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We lift up your people all over this land who are attempting to navigate the pangs of this pandemic. Help us to face the pain and uncertainty of this time in which we live, remembering that God, you are present. As we are in this new year, we long for your love, care, and compassion. For those who mourn, all those who have died from this deadly virus, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. For students, faculty, educators, and leaders who are navigating school delays in returning from winter break with increases to COVID outbreaks, God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. For families who mourn their family members or friends who have passed away because of variants, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We lift up nurses and doctors who mourn because of the loss that they see in the hospitals and urgent care centers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We lift up pastors who are mourning, trying to navigate these difficult times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We lift up small business owners who are trying to recover. We lift up essential workers who mourn because they are trying to risk their lives every day to put food on the table. We lift up teachers and educators who are trying to see how they will teach students with new ways of online learning. God, we lift up every person, every heart, every sister, every brother who are trying to make it during these difficult moments. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. As the psalmist says and declares, where can we go to escape your presence? Where can we go away from your spirit? If we go to the heavens, you are there. If we make our bed in the depths, you are there. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold us fast. God, you are present in our mourning. You are present during these challenging times. As we embrace the confusion, the hurt, the pain, the frustration, and the tears, may your people be reminded under the sound of my voice that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May we be reminded of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has come into the world to show us a brighter tomorrow. In the name of our liberator and comforter, in the name of our Son, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now together, let us recite the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and minds be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Earlier this week, Reverend Laura Everett, executive director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches and friend of the Memorial Church, found herself waiting in line for a COVID-19 test after her spouse tested positive. Everett live tweeted her experience of waiting almost 3.5 hours, two of which were outside. It was 26 degrees and really felt about 18. Really, really hard for so many people. We were standing with some elders and seniors, standing with a young mom and her 5-year-old. Laura tells us that some people ended up leaving because they could not stay. And she did share some small moments of grace. Everett found some hand warmers in her car that she shared with women around her. And unfortunately, Reverend Everett's experience is not unique. She's one of millions around the country who have experienced difficulty getting a COVID-19 test recently and have had to wait hours with an expectant crowd. And sadly, but not unsurprisingly, it has been exceptionally harder for communities of color and those living in poorer neighborhoods to get adequate access to testing. Everett told a local reporter that there is a need for COVID-19 testing equity, along with more leadership and compassion. In her words, for those who are in elected office and whose credentials have been about public infrastructure, healthcare, and efficiency in government, I expect you to say, I hear your pain, I struggle with you, and here's how I'm going to respond. We need elected officials to respond in ways that are just and equitable. Our gospel lesson for today, read so beautifully by Louisa Rosano, details the baptism of Jesus. This story begins with an expectant crowd. In fact, it is one of the few details that Luke shares about Jesus' baptism. They have come to be baptized by John. Perhaps at a moment like this, it might be easier for us to imagine what it could be like standing in the crowd. Some of us frustrated, not knowing what's going on. Some too sick to stand. Others ornery from weary limbs and tired feet. Others being pulled away because someone needs us at home. Some sharing our food with others. All asking for help. All needing some relief. All looking for something or someone to lead us out of our miserable circumstances. All hoping to be healed. All searching for a piece of good news. And it is here that we find Jesus, waiting in line with everyone else, searching for God, wanting to know and feel what God's love and mercy are like. Here, our lectionary actually eliminates a few verses from our gospel lesson. These verses reveal Herod imprisons John before Jesus' baptism. It's sobering but sadly familiar news. Rulers so often violently resist those who challenge their authority. There is a personal cost to defying corruption and tyranny. Yet amidst deprivation and brokenness and despair, Jesus is baptized and prays. It is here that the Spirit reveals itself and God shares these life-giving words. You are my child, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Hear it again. You are my child, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Luke shares little about what happens at Jesus' baptism, which means we should pay all the more attention to this blessing. The power of Jesus' baptism comes from his posture of prayer. What begins here in baptism persists through prayer through Jesus' life and ministry. The Spirit continues to reveal itself to Jesus through prayer. And Luke reveals that time and time again, Jesus turns to prayer when he reaches a juncture. Before he calls the disciples. Before the disciples ask Jesus who he is. At his transfiguration. Before teaching the disciples how to pray themselves. On the night of his arrest. As he is dying. Prayer is what grounds and sustains Jesus. Nowadays, there's been pushback about the relevancy of prayer. With the waves of hatred and bigotry and violence, the phrase, "You are in my thoughts and prayers," no longer has a buoying effect. In fact, it can even weigh us down. When used time and time again without any alteration, prayer can begin to sound glib, contrite, even offensive. If you keep your thoughts to yourself and your prayers in your heart, what good are they? As Jesus demonstrates with his own prayer practice, it must guide how we live in the world. Prayer becomes how the Holy Spirit implants itself within our hearts so that our lives may bear fruit. In the end, it's not just about seeking justice, but doing justice. Not just hoping for peace, but making peace. Not just saying I love you, but embodying that love. Prayer is not always merely the precursor to action. Sometimes action is the prayer. And if you're not sure where to begin with prayer, perhaps start with the very blessing that God bestows upon Jesus. God, may I remember that I am your beloved, with whom you are well pleased. This may feel awkward to say at first. But friends, we all need to know that we are loved and be reminded of our own innate goodness. Preacher Susan Sparks puts it this way. Perhaps more powerful than the words themselves is their timing. The Spirit offered this blessing to Jesus before he had done anything. The words were bestowed on him not for what he had done, but for who he was, a beloved child of God. And it is not just Jesus. Each of us is born with this same intrinsic belovedness. As Genesis teaches us, God created humankind in God's image, and God declared new human life very good. Yet the farther we get from our birth, the easier it is to forget that we are a blessing from God. Yet God's blessing of our belovedness never goes away. It just gets harder to hear when it gets drowned out by other voices of criticism, fear, and pain. And what's more, when we lose touch with our own belovedness, it becomes harder to find it in others. If we fail to recognize God's divine image within ourselves, how are we to recognize it in others? You are my child, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. These are the words that changed Jesus' life. In the difficult days ahead, may we hold fast to them in our prayer, so that we may remember our own belovedness, and in turn recognize it in others. There is not a child, neighbor, stranger, even enemy, who does not need to hear this more often and know its truth more fully. Amen. Let us join together to sing the hymn, How Firm a Foundation, found in your worship bulletin online. And as we head out into our day, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord grant you peace. And may the people of God say, Amen.